Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. Hello, my dear beautiful souls. I'm so grateful to have you join me over the next little bit. Every time I sit down to do a podcast, I call in my higher self and my angels and my guides to help me find the words to give those who are wanting this information the inspiration and the ideas they'll need, that you will need, to find your soul's mission by heading back into your authentic self. I sincerely hope these podcasts will be of help to you. Although I speak to anybody who cares to listen, my main mission is to help those who have volunteered, who've heard the call, who've come to Earth to help in this process of ascension. We've been asleep for a long time, but we are waking up. And just like I sometimes wake up in the morning dazed and confused, I think many of us are doing the same thing as we awaken now, wondering why we're here and what's really going on in the world. You are not here for nothing. You've come here at this time and place to make a big difference on this planet. You are here for a very specific reason. It is to bring light and love to humanity and the earth and all who dwell here. That is your main mission. But as you are currently rubbing the sleepy bugs out of your eyes, as you're wondering how you're supposed to be performing this task, you probably sometimes come up with a great big, huh? Until this point, you've been misled in many ways to believe that you're something that you are not. You may have thought you were not much more than a lump who was supposed to follow certain rules and present yourself in certain ways. But you are not here to conform. You have work to do. And understanding this can hit you like a sledgehammer. It makes me think of how I imagine when Harry Potter found out that he wasn't just a nobody sleeping under the stairs in his aunt's house and then finding out he was actually a wizard. It would have been, I know it's just a story, but it would have been really shocking. But after the shock, he would have begun realizing why all of the events in his life started making sense, like why he had that darn scar, for example, or why he could make things happen. It takes a little time to come into your true power. I remember several years ago when I first heard on YouTube regarding starseeds, thinking, wow, that is weird. And then a little later down the road, I thought, it all sounds nice, but it certainly wasn't me. And then one day, I felt like I was knocked in the head when I realized it was me. It was exactly me, and everything started fitting together. I'd always been the odd girl out. That's why I, as a child, preferred being alone with my books to being out with all those crazy, noisy children around me. Why I could stare at the stars for hours, and my big interest in astronomy, my complete bafflement as to why people were so mean to each other, why we abused one another, why we hurt animals and the earth. It makes sense now why I would go outside and look up at the sky and wonder how I could escape this world. I wondered why I was here. I felt trapped. No, I didn't want to kill myself or anything like that. I just felt like I didn't belong, and I spent decades feeling that way. So when I was gonked on the head with the idea that I didn't belong, that I was just a visitor, and that I was here for a reason, everything started coming together. And then suddenly, I got knocked off balance. A month or two after all of these new ideas began floating around in my head, that there were other beings in the universe and that I'd been misled in so many ways, I woke up one morning at 3:33 a.m., I remember that, and the whole world was spinning around me, literally. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't walk. I was completely thrown off. I stayed in bed for 7 days and nights, and I truly wondered if this was the end of me. While I was there, I thought about other people on other worlds. I thought about how I'd been conditioned for so long and how this new realization had hit me like a ton of bricks. I wondered who I was and what I was supposed to be doing now that I knew there was something I was supposed to be doing. I was gradually able to get through the vertigo, and now I realize that there was probably some underlying physical reason that that happened to me. But I feel very strongly that that point was the division between my old world and my new world, the world I'm living in today. And once I entered this new world, I was starving for information. What was it all about? What was I doing here? What are the things I needed to know? Why had I lost out on all this valuable time and all this valuable knowledge? Why had it taken me so long to get to this point? To be honest, I felt a little bit cheated, like I'd missed out on a whole lot of information for a very long time. But very slowly, with meditation and reading, YouTube videos, and a lot of pondering, and so much more, I started to see more and more of what my purpose was here in life. I needed to examine who I was, who I truly was. I needed to separate what I was told to be and who my authentic self was. Luckily, many people who had a lot of negative influence in my life had already started dropping out of it. It gave me the opportunity to be more of who I wanted to be. And I'm currently surrounded by a handful of people who may not always understand me and my weird ways, but they respect me and they allow me to be who I am. And I believe this happened for a reason. This has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. It's allowed me to explore potentials and possibilities and explore what I want and who I want to be. And I know there will always be new things, there will always be new ideas and new realizations, but I feel that I'm finally on the right path. There will always be some twists and turns, and sometimes I'll be disappointed, but many times I'll be surprised and delighted. It's becoming a beautiful experience. And if you're not experiencing this yourself, the true reason for me starting this podcast has been to help you find that for yourself. And after a long journey and a lot of contemplation, I absolutely know that we need to be true to ourselves. So with that in mind, today, as part of the exercises we've been doing lately, I'd like to help you take another peek at your authentic self through figuring out what your main values are. Today, if you're willing, let's come up with a values statement for you. I have come to realize that I truly have only two main values, or let's say rules, that I absolutely must live by. And before I tell you what they are, I'm going to request, or perhaps just suggest, that you begin thinking of what is important to you. If you were to create a statement of how you live your life and put it on the wall, what would it say? What values do you live by, or what values would you like to live by? Let me share mine with you. I call mine the two rules, and they're very simple. My number one rule is, be kind. My number two rule is, as long as rule number one is followed, do everything you can to follow your bliss. And that's it. After having the world demand that I follow more rules than I could possibly count, I've whittled my own rules down to two. Now, let me explain myself. These are my rules. They're for me. This is how I want to live my life, or at least my current life. Who knows what might change in the future? Your life is yours. You decide how you live it. You decide your own rules. If you want to borrow mine, I'm more than happy to share. So for me, rule number one, be kind, means to me to be as loving and compassionate as I can be for whatever the situation is. Does it mean I'm always kind? Absolutely not. Sometimes I'm grouchy. Sometimes I'm forgetful. Sometimes I'm not as nice as I could be, and I know it. But it does mean that this is one of the most important things in my life. trying to be as kind as possible to not only the people around me, but to the animals, the plants, and to Mother Earth herself. But living on a planet of duality doesn't always make it easy, especially when you're living as a human and you're attached to an ego. I'm sure I hurt people every day without even realizing it. I probably say stupid things or do things that irk them in some way. We all say things differently, and it's impossible to know what kind of effect you've left on people. But I try really hard not to knowingly hurt somebody. I try to understand what happened, and I try to let it go. I mean, I'm an Earth human. I can't possibly know what everyone needs or what triggers them. But I try to keep my boundaries. And no, I'm not always successful. I get hurt too. I recently took a screenshot that I liked. It was an image of an angry lion roaring at a monkey. The lion looked all fierce, but the monkey had his hands curled up under his chin, looking at the lion with this silly grin on his face, and he was basically saying, "Nothing you can do can hurt me." So I'm trying really hard to be like this little monkey, but I'm highly sensitive and it doesn't always work. I do try to be kind to animals. It's really great to have so many animals on Earth. To be honest, I started respecting them even more when I heard about planets that don't have a lot of animals, and I thought, how sad. We have such a variety of animals on this planet, so many different kinds of beautiful creatures and maybe some ugly ones. I have to say I'm not super fond of scorpions, which we sometimes find in our house here, but we're so lucky to be blessed with this abundance. I think I would feel really lonely without knowing there were so many kinds of animals in the world. But even as I'm admiring the beautiful birds flying through the air, I'm inadvertently stepping on insects below me. There's just no way around hurting someone or something while living on Earth. But I do try as much as possible to be kind. I feel like this is part of my reason for being here on Earth. Now, some of you came to Earth to be system busters. Some of you came to shake things up. Excellent. We need you. I came here to be defiantly kind. My job is to show people that they can do the same thing if they want. They can accept it or not. I'm never here to tell anybody else what to do. I can only decide what I want to do and who and what I want to have around me. Luckily, I don't have a lot of mean people around me because, well, generally, I only let very kind people in. But you do what you do. You be who you be. But kindness is important to me. That's why it's rule number one. My rule number two for myself is to follow my bliss, or follow my excitement, as Bashar says. This is me being sovereign. This is me as my authentic self. This is my higher self guiding me through intuition to my true, authentic me. My feeling is, as long as I don't break number one, being kind to others, I'm going to do whatever calls me, whatever makes me happy, whatever brings me joy. I know that if I follow the excitement or the joy, I'll be led step by step to the places I need to be, and it'll be awfully fun getting there. I know this is how spirit guides us. You may have an idea of where you'd like to go and little by little head in that direction. If you follow your bliss, you'll end up in a place that perhaps you expected, or perhaps not. And then from there, you'll be guided to a new place. It may be expected or not, and then again and again and again, and eventually you'll end up exactly where you need to be. It may be the place that you thought you would end up, or it might be so much better than that. As I said in recent podcasts, this is how the new Earth paradigm will work. Less thinking, more feeling. You'll feel your way to the next step and the next step and so on. This is my current understanding. Do I always do this? Absolutely not. I still have old programming in me. I still get nervous and I overthink things. I still try to control my future. Does it work for me? Sometimes, but generally not. I'm often reminded during meditation, gently, of course, that I need to let go of my tight hold on the reins. This is not the old earth. We're entering something entirely new. Well, it feels new, but in honesty, we've probably lived this way in many lifetimes before we entered the earth. We know how to do it. We just have to ease up a bit. As my guides are always telling me, enlighten up. I kind of like that. So these are my two rules. I believe in them and I try to live by them. And although I'm not Wiccan, I appreciate the saying, and it harm none, do what ye will. In fact, these are my exact rules for myself. I'm sharing these with you so you can see how I have decided to structure my life, at least for now. And I'd like to invite you to start thinking about what's important to you. What are your values? What do you want to hold fast to? When you know this, you have a better idea of who you are authentically, and you may have a better idea of where you are in the process and what you're here to do. Okay, so what is important to you? Let's do a little exercise. Now, before we start, I've been encouraging you to get the worksheets I have for each podcast at awakenyourmission.com, but I realize it's starting to grow into something a little bit more than this. I'm going to be taking this exercise and putting it there so you don't need to listen to the entire podcast to get to it. I'll be adding some new, what I call worksheets to it, with some of the questions I'll be asking you today. I'm adding meditations, and it turns out that what we're getting is a nice little members area. So all of these things are absolutely free. You just need to go to awakenyourmission.com and you'll find these exercises, meditations, and the worksheets, which I'm pretty sure will be turned into a beautiful little journal in the near future. So go ahead and sign up for that. I really want it to be of help for you. And as I said, there's no cost. awakenyourmission.com. So let's continue with the exercise. Grab a piece of paper and a pen, if you will. Or if you're driving or doing something that you can't do that, go ahead and just think of these things. If you can, get those worksheets because everything is listed there. And take a moment to see if you can come up with some of the words that describe what you hold most dear in terms of your values. List 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 even words that you can think of that are important to you. Maybe my words would be kindness and excitement, and I have many more that are important to me. Here are some words that I've come up with that might spark your creativity. Maybe you will want to add some of these to your list. Honesty, possibilities, intelligence, healing, strength, perspectives, intention, sensitivity, originality, innovation, integrity, compassion, courage, respect, responsibility, gratitude, freedom, equality, justice, love, peace, wisdom, generosity, sustainability, loyalty, creativity, authenticity, growth, balance, community, morality, and introspection. So go ahead and make that list based on what I've brought up or anything you can think of. Go ahead and pause the audio for a moment if you need to. Okay, do you have some ideas on what is important to you? Okay, now let's narrow your values down to the 2 top personal values that you feel guide your thoughts and your actions and your decisions. Maybe these are the values that you are already living by, or maybe these are ones that you would like to live by. So Now that you have your list, see if you can get in a quiet, comfortable space so you can do a little reflecting. Let's take your list of personal values and a pen and paper, or maybe an electronic device for taking notes, and go through the list of each personal value slowly, allowing yourself to reflect on each one of them. And as you read each one, notice any emotional or physical reactions you have. Some values will resonate more deeply than others. How do they feel to you? On your first pass down through the list, mark the values that you feel a strong connection with. Let's aim for a short list of about 5 to 10 values. And now I encourage you to walk away for just a little bit. Take a short break. Walk away from this list. Go get a drink of water. Just step away from it for a little bit. And then when you come back, go back down through your short list and reflect on each one. Consider how each one manifests in your life and why it's important to you. What you might even do is write down a brief statement about why this value is significant to you and how it influences your life. Think about some of the examples from the past where these values have guided your decisions or your actions, and pay attention to your emotion regarding each of these values, and see if you feel a conviction to certain ones. Go back and see if you can rank these values in order of importance to you. It might be a little challenging, but try to prioritize your values until you identify the top two. And definitely you can do more, but we're looking for the top two that you feel are most essential to your identity and your way of living. Okay, now that you've identified your top two values, spend a little time reflecting on these questions. How do these values shape my daily life and my decisions? In what ways can I fully embody these values in my actions and interactions with others? And finally, what changes, if any, do I need to make in my life to align more closely with these values? And once you know this, our final step is to write a values statement for ourselves, outlining how you plan on living by these values more intentionally as you go forward. A values statement is almost like a personal creed of how you want to live your life. So, based on what I told you, here's an example of what I might write. And this is just an example. You can do yours however you like. But I might say, I commit to leading with kindness, letting compassion and empathy guide my interactions. Every act of kindness, no matter how small, seeds a more loving world. Alongside this, I vow to follow my bliss, honoring my true passions and the callings of my heart. This journey of joy is not just for my fulfillment, but also lights the way for others, showing that living authentically enriches everyone we touch. Enriching others' lives through kindness and pursuing my own happiness, this harmony shapes a life of meaningful joy and shared compassion, inspiring those around me to also find their path of kindness and bliss. Whatever you write has to be meaningful to you. Writing your own values statement helps you get more in touch with who you are authentically deep inside. And even if you're not that person yet, it gives you the direction that you can start heading in so you can be more like this person you desire to be. Feel free to share your value statement with me. I would love to see it. Go to awakenyourmission.com and send me a message. Now, I've told you before, we might not know each other personally, not on this earth anyway, but you are immensely valued for being here, for taking the time to understand yourself better so you can be of service to the world. Remember, my beautiful soul, you are so loved and so appreciated. You may not always realize it, but there is a team of unseen helpers and admirers cheering you on. And one of them is me. Take care. Be well. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.